Tinsley Murphy is Federal Policy Associate at Catholics for Choice, where Kate Hoding is writer and managing editor. The organization is one of many faith-oriented groups that have joined with Faith for Pride campaign during the month of June. Kate and Tinsley, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us. We're very excited to be here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. So the nation is still at a crisis moment for reproductive rights. Your hands are more than full. Still, Catholics for Choice has committed to being part of the Faith for Pride campaign, which says a lot about how important this moment is for standing with our LGBTQI plus siblings. Can you talk about that for a second?
Yeah, so this is Tinsley speaking. We decided that we are going to start focusing on some things outside of the main scope of our son, solar system son, around abortion, because everything is interconnected and LGBTQIA plus rights are abortion rights, are reproductive rights. And it's really important, especially as a religious organization, that we are out here claiming and supporting our LGBTQ plus community in their reproductive rights, as well as everybody's right to an abortion, because not just women get abortion, a wide spectrum of people get abortions.
Thanks, Tinsley. That was a great answer. How is Catholics for Choice participating in Faith for Pride this year?
So we have joined a interfaith coalition, and within that coalition, I partnered with Alliance for Justice, Keshet, Anti-Defamation League, and Religious Action Center for Reformed Judaism to create a website, Faith for Pride website, that where we have for the month of June, all these Pride celebrations that are happening that are also intersecting with faith. So it's kind of like a Pride Shabbat modeled off of that, but we wanted to have a resource for anybody who is an ally or an LGBTQIA plus person and a person of faith, where they can go and find a community to be in and celebrate their faith and celebrate their pride and just enjoy a good time, because religious people are progressive. They do get abortions. They do support abortions. And they also support queer people. So it's really important that we created this website.
Great. Well, I know we at Interfaith Alliance really appreciate your participation. I think it is powerful for a lot of LGBTQI plus individuals to see an overtly Roman Catholic group stand with them. Talk about the responses you get when you step into this fraught space of queer rights.
You know, this is Kate speaking, and as a queer person who works with Catholics for Choice, this is one of my favorite parts about the job, is just when we are out at protests or at speaking events, and I get to talk to queer Catholics whose eyes just light up just knowing that we exist. We're a lesbian-led organization. A huge number of our staff are queer, and so to us, being Catholic, being people of faith, and being part of the LGBTQIA plus community, those things are one and the same. We are called as people of faith to love our neighbors and to love ourselves, because we are made in God's image. And so I think that seeing this union between faith, between reproductive rights, and between queer rights has been personally and spiritually so helpful to myself and to all the people who follow us.
So I'm obviously, as a rabbi, part of the Jewish community, and I'm aware that the non-hierarchical nature of Jewish community allows for a great deal of flexibility in creating things like Pride Shabbat. But the Roman Catholic Church is very hierarchical. What's the nature of the relationship between Catholics for Choice and the Mother Church?
we are pro-choice, not in spite of our faith, but because of our faith. I think a lot of people think that because we support abortion rights, because we support queer people, we must be throwing away some part of Catholicism. But that's not the case at all. It is the teachings of Catholicism that guide us to support human dignity and make sure that people have their ability to live whole lives and be in happy and healthy communities. In Catholic social justice, we have to honor the call to family, community, and participation. And to us, that means that we need to respect all families of all shapes and sizes, beautiful queer families, chosen families, whatever families may look like. And so although Catholicism has a reputation as a very hierarchical tradition, we want to challenge folks to really get outside of those boxes. If we look at what Catholics believe, and we look at how many Catholics are identify as queer in the United States, we'll see that the church is filled with queer people. The church is run in many ways by women. And so we want to get away from emphasizing this tension between what the official teachings of the church might say, and instead look at what the people, the body of believers, actually subscribe to.
So I think this is an important moment for cooperation among progressive groups, in particular for bringing in people of faith who see a call for inclusion and justice in the way they live out their beliefs. A number of LGBT groups are at the forefront of defending reproductive rights in the current crisis we face. Would you talk about what those alliances are like in practice for Catholics for Choice?
This is Tinsley speaking. So those alliances really are how we get things done. We need to be banded together right now because, you know, we're as an abortion rights organization, again, abortion and reproductive rights are LGBTQIA plus rights. And if we band together and fight against this central force that is bringing down all this oppression on us from the Supreme Court, from the executive branch to our legislative branch in a federal way, it really helps us to actually get things done. And the only way to, you know, achieve our goals is to work together because all of these things impact us all. And we, you know, as a religious organization, we also believe in religious freedom. And it's also about freedom from religion. And we want to make sure that everybody is able to live their best lives and have the access to the civil liberties that they have, to be able to make the decisions and live their best full lives if they can.
So is there a downside to this? Are there potential supporters or current supporters who fall away when you need to take positions on an agenda that is more expansive than the one they signed on for?
Yeah, this is Kate speaking. And I think one answer to this is to actually look at statistics. You might think, based on the way that media portrays most religious people, that religious people are uniformly against queer folks. But even if we look at Catholics, 68% of Catholics oppose laws that allow small businesses to turn away queer customers. And so it seems sometimes like you might be sacrificing something to commit to supporting queer rights. But really, religious folks are much, much, much more in favor of freedom for people than you might think at first. In addition, you know, as a reproductive rights organization, we are never going to sacrifice our commitments to racial justice or to LGBTQIA plus people just in order to capture some hypothetical person who might be turned off by our commitment. Human dignity. At the end of the day, we believe that if your feminism is not trans inclusive and queer rights focused, then it is not really feminism. And so we feel very confident that we have chosen to really take a approach that looks at the health of a full human person. And that includes a fully queer person too.
And also, this is Tinsley just adding, you know, it's really important that we be bold in this moment on these issues, because we have the fall of Roe coming, you know, mere days away. States are enacting anti-trans legislation, you know, criminalizing children for getting gender-affirming care. And so when we think about supporters, for every supporter we might lose, because we are standing firm on these inclusive ways in which we want to advocate, you know, for racial justice, LGBTQ justice, all these things, we're going to gain at least 5 more supporters from that one we lost.
You know, a lot of times the sense of urgency we see among progressives once there are concrete challenges to steps forward comes too late to stop the erosion of progress. Do you have a message for activists and supporters about learning the lesson that vigilance is always essential?
Tinsley speaking. I think it's important for everybody who wants to be active in the movement to find a way that they feel comfortable, in a way that meets their boundaries, and to speak up in any way they can. That doesn't mean showing up to a protest, but just even reading a book, watching a documentary, taking that online action, following the organizations that, you know, lead this work on social media. And it's important that also us as activists, that we also make sure that we meet people at their boundaries and where they can fit in. Because again, we want to be all inclusive in all of this movement. And I think that when we talk about the barriers that we face, the barriers are put in place to make us think that the erosion has gone too far, we can't do anything. So as long as we're meeting everybody where they need to be in the moment and the boundaries that they have set to be included, then I think that we can really start to rebuild some of the erosion that has washed away.
Kate, what about you? What's your message?
I love how Tinsley has pointed to the fact that there are more ways than just going in the street and protesting to advocate for queer rights. And I think that if we look to our community and our loved ones, and we really have heart-centered conversations about why, if you are a person of faith and you support queer rights, why do you support queer rights? I think so many of these essential conversations happen around the dinner table. It's constant, ongoing work. And so we don't always need to be ready to go do some wild protest at the drop of a hat, but just working in those, in the daily conversations, and changing the way you move through the world as a person of faith.
So before we let you go, how can our listeners keep up with the work of Catholics for Choice, and how can they support that work?
Tinsley speaking. Well, you can definitely check out the Faith for Pride website that we created. And then also check out our website, CatholicsForChoice.org. We have action alerts that you can take. Right now, we have an action alert for the Equality Act. But we have other ones too. We have resources, great resources to read, and you can follow us on social media. I believe it's at CatholicsForChoice.org. Do you have anything you want to add, Kate?
Yeah, all of our social handles are at Catholic for Choice. That's one Catholic and the number 4. And we are also launching a new resource called The Advocate's Bible, a guide for pro-choice Catholics and their co-conspirators. And so that will be up on our soon-to-be-announced online store. So make sure you're on our email list so you can be the first to know.
Wonderful. Tinsley Murphy is Federal Policy Associate at Catholics for Choice, where Kate Hoding is writer and managing editor. Catholics for Choice is partnering with Interfaith Alliance and a number of other leading organizations to support Faith for Pride during June, traditionally celebrated as Pride Month. Kate and Tinsley, thank you so much for both being with us today on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you for having us. It was such a joy to have this conversation.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. We were really excited to talk about the work we did.